Roger Johnson is the president of the National Farmers Union. With the Farm Bill seeming to hit its stride this week, what's top of mind for Farmers Union members on this?
Well, we want a Farm Bill. Everybody wants a Farm Bill. And I think we'll be pretty much with all the rest of agriculture saying, give us a 5-year Farm Bill. What is different this year are several things. One is there's less money to write a bill this year than there was last year. Number two, we're reasonably certain that the House will actually consider a Farm Bill this year, whereas last year we could never get a commitment. This year, both Speaker Boehner and Majority Leader Cantor have said they wanted a Farm Bill to be passed. So that's a good sign. I think the third thing that's different is that the commodity title, which is generally where we think of the safety net as being located for farmers, it looks like the Senate is going to move more in the direction of the House last year in terms of providing price protection. And our members think that's a good thing. We've long felt that a safety net should be really about two things. It should help in times of disaster. That's why you have things like crop insurance and disaster programs, particularly for livestock producers or for crops that you don't have crop insurance coverage available for. And the other thing is it should help when the market has a long-term price collapse. And so we're pleased that, you know, the House last year took sort of the target price concept approach in providing price protection. And we're pleased that this year the Senate is also incorporating similar language into the Senate bill. They don't have anything in terms of price protection numbers that are anywhere as close to where they need to be in the Senate bill, but at least they've got a placeholder with the concept of target prices plugged into the bill. So that means that when it gets to a conference committee, it's likely that the debate is going to be about what's the appropriate level of price protection as opposed to should there even be price protection. So that's a good thing. I think the other thing that's still the big unknown is the nutrition title. It was a hang-up last year. It's probably going to be an even bigger hang-up this year. The difference between the House and the Senate versions is a little wider than it was a year ago. And so we'll see how that plays out. In my view, at the end of the day, when these bills get conferenced between the House and the Senate, that's a question that's probably going to take leadership in both houses and the White House to sort of settle on what the number should be for the nutrition title. And whatever that number is, then that's what will be plugged in at the end.
Let's talk about a Farm Bill pass, country of origin labeling. Where are you on that right now? And yeah. And where's that issue?
Yeah. Well, we were one of the organizations, a number of organizations, behind the effort to get it put into the 2002 Farm Bill, to get it put again into the 2008 Farm Bill. And so we're strong supporters of country of origin labeling. As most people know, Canada and Mexico took that issue to the WTO and got a ruling against the U.S., but their ruling found no fault with the law. They found fault with how the administration had implemented the law. They found fault with the rules that were used to implement it. And so we will argue in this Farm Bill that Congress should leave it alone. The law is fine. We don't need a change to the COOL law. We are pleased with the direction that USDA is going with the rule. They've got a proposed rule out that we expect them to finalize in the next week or two, because by the May 23rd is the deadline that the WTO set for the U.S. coming into compliance. And the direction that USDA took with this new country of origin labeling rule was a direction of providing more information to the consumers. The WTO didn't find fault with the fact that we were collecting information from the producers or the packers. They found fault with the implementation because all that information that was collected was not transferred to the consumers in a reasonable, articulate fashion, in a meaningful way. And so what USDA is doing to rectify that is leaving all the information for the producers and the packers the way it was, and simply saying that the consumers have a right to know more than what was originally proposed. And so that information that's collected simply gets provided to the consumers. We think that's the right solution, and we think that largely ought to put this issue to rest. But, you know, time will tell. So we're happy with where USDA is at on it.